This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
The city of Amsterdam is full of attractions. It's not Vegas, where the draw of the accommodations themselves are part of the sales pitch. So it's interesting to find a hotel that encourages its visitors to stay inside, order some drinks, and fire up the video games. The Arcade Hotel in Amsterdam recently opened its doors, and manager Daniel Selmanovic claims it's already booked into next fall. We called him up to get the view from the front desk. Daniel, what's going on in the lobby right now?
In the lobby, you're going to find a comic book library. You're going to find, today it's a Nintendo, set up with an old school 21-inch sharp, wonderful TV from the 80s.
It's interesting to me that you match the television with the console. That sounds purposeful.
Yeah, you want to get the full experience of 1986, and you're sitting on the floor playing the Nintendo. We didn't have flat screens back then, so we're trying to keep it kind of true to the essence of the retro consoles.
Now, I think of Amsterdam as a tourist destination where people want to actually go out and see the city, but it sounds like you're doing some counter-programming here.
I think every tourist going to any city wants to go out and see the city, but at the end of the day, we notice that people start coming back here between 5 and 7, 8 o'clock at night. It's not all about go, 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 go. You know, gaming is one of those things that, at least for us gamers, it helps you kind of turn off your brain, shut out all the outside noise, and you get to relax and just kind of zone out. And
relax and play some Battletoads or whatever you have to do.
Exactly, which I'm still looking for, by the way, Battletoads.
So oh, really? You're still looking for it. All right. What else are you still looking for?
I'm still looking for an Amiga. I'm still looking for a Neo Geo, a TurboGrafx-16, a Game Gear. We're finding that it's very expensive.
Is it that people are, the people who sort of grew up with video games are finally adults and have enough money to spend on a video game hotel room? Is that what you're trying to capitalize on here?
That's exactly what I'm trying to capitalize on. We are the 35-year-olds, the 40-year-olds, the 45-year-olds who were there at the beginning. It's us that are not catered to, especially when traveling. So we're giving them the chance to replay all the old titles and all the classics.
Daniel Selmanovic is the manager of the Arcade Hotel in Amsterdam. Daniel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and it was great talking to you.
By the way, those rooms, they run between about $100 and $400 American dollars a night. Duck Hunt pistol or power glove, probably included.